Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness. 98 KUPD. Off and running. Another Tuesday under 100 degrees. Brady's God still lives, still alive, but it's not looking good for you, Brady. It looks like Thursday, the proof of no God happens here. And of course, another battle that's going to happen is that the Catholic priest that went out and the guy that's in charge of something in Pennsylvania said, by the way, all good Catholics will avoid all events LGBTQ pride related for June. And now Dave Bautista is mad because his mom's a lesbian, evidently. So I didn't know that. So I learned that about Dave Bautista.
And Bautista's a Catholic?
And he's a Catholic as well. He goes, you don't speak for all Catholics. My mom's a lesbian and she does a bunch of good stuff. So now he's in a fight with his own. Good Lord. Can't everybody just have their own thoughts and, you know, about, you know, bigotry
Let
and racism?
Bye-byes be bye-byes.
I miss the olden days, like a few years ago, when everybody just, you know, shut up about all that stuff. You know, that was the good thing about the Civil Rights Bill. It made everybody whisper their bigotry. And all of a sudden,
well, I don't know,
shouting it all out again.
If we let these
I'm not talking about Bautista. I'm talking about the dude who just said something.
Yeah.
Shut up. They know. They've read the book, supposedly. They know. You don't have to make a big tweet about, like, by the way, it's a good month to hate gays. They're really proud this month. Sign, Catholics. And then the other Catholics are like, we don't hate gays. That's just you. Oh, no, I wear the robe. I was at a lunch the other day at St. Francis. It's a restaurant. It's a great restaurant over there in Phoenix. And there was a group of priests and guys sitting in probably 9 or 10 of them. And they all wear, like, a couple of them had the robes, a couple of them had the collars. It was creepy, like publicly away from a church. It was really strange because they're all in different forms of priestiness. In their one had
the full length,
full gray gown. He looked like I don't know what he looked like, some sort of a weird future star leader. And then the other guy just had the collar, and then one guy was in a suit. Another guy had this weird black robe-type gown on.
So they were doing shots?
Or? Yeah, they were sitting there just having burgers.
You had a priest.
Having some beer.
You had a friar.
I don't know what they were.
A deacon.
Could be. The guy dressed like a...
And a Jew.
Yeah, the San Diego Padres mascot was there. I don't know. It was weird, because outside of church stuff, you just look like a Looney Tune. And ironically, you kind of look gay. You're in a dress. You look a little trans to me. And they could have been there discussing how they're going to, you know, have to avoid all the gay pride stuff that's going to be going on near their church downtown. While they're in dresses, they're talking about it. It was weird. I haven't seen that before. I haven't seen a gaggle of priesties dressed up as such outside of church setting. I've seen a couple
you don't
at
see
a time.
It too often.
Maybe one, two. Tops, I've seen two.
I've seen the collar before.
Collars are everywhere. Yeah. That one was like, oh, collar, there's a priest. But the dudes in the dresses, that threw me. And there was a bunch of them. And then a couple of them not dressed. And I'm like, well, why are some in there? Like, is it a comfort thing? Or is it a couple are in dresses, a couple are just in collars, a couple are just in, you know, ties?
Like, some could be like the deacon wear or the friar. Like, if it came from the area that you're in, that St. Francis.
Yeah.
I know they gather and
have
conventions there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They meet up? Yeah, I just want to know what the clothes are about. I have to be honest, the big robe looked pretty comfy. If it didn't come with all that hate and bigotry and nonsense, I would have loved to have dressed like that, but people would confuse me for an awful person. Oh, and rape, I forgot. But the gown, man, that's the muumuu of the future. It looked very nice. It was flowing. It was almost kind of like a Nero jacket with a long tail. It's like a really cool tuxedo that has a dress front. I wouldn't wear any underwear with that. In the summertime, it has to be fantastic. The breezes that come up underneath that guy's frock.
Mm, freeballing?
Oh, my God, yes. I freeball now because it's more comfortable, but if I could wear dresses as a job, like if Tripp's like, all right, you're the leader of this thing, so this is your official outfit, and it's this gorgeous, like, Imperial Guard red dress, that looks cozy to me. If the material's right, that looks nice.
There was a guy at the mall the other day in a kilt.
Yeah, I'd consider that.
If wears
that
it out
every
all
now
the time.
And then.
But is he authentic?
To me, yeah, exactly. To me, that just seems like a guy who's trying to get attention. Like the kilt shouts out, look
he's
at me.
Glomming on.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be worried if you are authentic, like every time you sit down?
No.
You got to cross your legs or something?
No.
You see the Utila kilt every now and then.
What's a utility-kilt?
You can work in it. You can hook your hammer and your tools on it.
I do not see that now and again.
It's the cargo shorts of kilts.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
And you guys see that often?
Well, there's a
not
guy
often.
That put
Every
it out
once
there.
In a while, I see it.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Where? Like
Going
on construction sites?
Yeah.
You see a dude in a kilt?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Guy does construction in a kilt? I'm confused.
Utility-kilt.
My dad would remove him from the... From the job site.
You're off the stage.
Not because of, like, gay or anything.
Safety.
Yeah, that's not safe.
Yeah.
You need to...
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
You know, like, open-toed shoes and a small skirt? No, you can't work with the materials. You can't do it. Wow. Yeah, it's Bishop Thomas Tobin who said, reminder, Catholics shouldn't support or attend LGBTQ Pride Month events held in June. They promote a culture and encourage activities that are contrary to our faith and morals. They're especially harmful for children. And then Dave Bautista. Well,
we
that's
should
not,
know.
That's not, yeah, exactly. Who's harmed children more? The gays or the Catholics?
Yeah, now they want to protect them.
Let's count. Right. Well, they do. They want to protect those little cherubs. They can't have
Look,
them.
Look, we know what happens.
Yeah. We know what gets going if those kids are exposed to gay. They'll come on to us, and we can't resist that.
They're like, don't take the chum down there.
If you take these kids out to gay stuff, they're going to think gay's okay.
Bring them here to me.
Right. I'll tell them how wrong it is, and I'll show them exactly what I mean.
Don't ever do this.
Exactly. Let's have a body count of who's done more harm, gays or Catholics. So thank you, Bishop. What a wonderful, loving message for the month of June. By the way, Brady, this guy emailed me and he said he and his wife were going to Porkopolis for lunch Saturday and he was running a little late. And his wife said, I'll order for you. The waitress is here. So I said, well, get me one of them BBCs the boys are talking about. And I arrived right as she had done it, and a very confused wife and a very confused server looking at me asking what a BBC was. And then I ended up just getting the regular burger. I didn't know if it was the BBC or not. Do they not have it in the Scottsdale location? It'll be very clear. BBC is only available in the Chandler location,
correct?
That was
an exclusive Chandler deal.
Yeah, if you go in ordering BBC in Scottsdale, it still means the same thing in Scottsdale it does everywhere else in the world. So you just ordered a big black at Brady's restaurant. The internet porn.
You have no
burger.
Say over the Scottsdale pork.
Are you in a
all?
Fight with Scottsdale?
Yeah, what's going on?
No.
Over
are
no.
you? Are you like tested? Why is it different? Why can't a man order a BBC in Scottsdale like he can in Chandler?
We'll get that fixed.
Well, you should have just done it in the first place. What was?
Actually, when I put it up there, both I notified both locations, but
one just doesn't
one
listen.
Doesn't listen.
Not, yeah.
So
you
heads,
have to
that
roll.
Person right there.
One
at
was
the time.
Like, no, no BBC.
You do that in Chandler.
Yeah.
Scottsdale is not going to serve the big black burger.
What's their punishment for not listening?
Yeah, what do they get?
BBC.
All right.
There we go.
Throw the Martin Luther King punishment down. Get some BBC up in there.
One.
I had a dream that we had a burger named after black porn. Where is it? I'm going to come down on you with great fury.
Furious anger.
And furious vengeance. And you will call me the Lord.
Yeah, this is my buddy. He's my hammer.
Anyway, so, yeah, you have to be careful because the menu's different. The specials, at least, are different. Are the menus
still
different?
And I got to let them know, too, that the BBC can continue as a special.
What do you
it
mean?
Wasn't just a daily or a weekly feature.
Oh, but the servers didn't even know about
it.
Like there was no info passed
I think
down.
Originally we did it as a one-day deal.
And are you still doing it in Chandler?
Sure, I said let it continue.
But our listeners love the BBC.
Yeah, the BBC's fun to order, evidently.
Got to be flying off the shelves.
But you got to get more communication. Is the menu still a little different in Scottsdale?
Still a little different.
And
yep.
Because there's a rift. You don't know it, but there's a rift.
Big rift.
There has to be. Why else would it
not
be consistent?
No, it's just because it's getting it down in Chandler first, basically.
Right.
Still learning it and then rolling it over to Scottsdale.
Is it comfortable? Are you in now?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
But
we're getting there. We still
Chandler
have a lot of cat
was first.
Meat.
What did Chandler hasn't been able to roll out to Scottsdale yet?
They just
I was
sure
able
consistency.
To. The reason why I did it to Chandler is because we, last July basically started to try to do some improvements, paint and added
you
taps.
Did some stuff.
And I wanted to tweak the menu a little bit there to give it a whirl.
In Scottsdale, you're just going to test it.
Let's see how it goes.
Right. You got to get that BBC out there. It's making families embarrassed.
We're just worried you're breaking up with Hammy.
Yeah, Hammy and you seem to have like some sort of, if it works there, we'll move it here. Otherwise, you keep your BBC burgers to yourself.
Is Scottsdale going to change to Hammy's Place?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You guys speak, right?
We text.
We used to be good friends until I got interested in BBC.
I know how these partnerships work out.
Oh, it can get you had your boy. Yep. But, you know, in fairness, the guy you were partnered up with, you could distract him with a big burger, too.
Yeah. A lot of distraction.
Everything. Yeah, it was so I just want to make sure that if you do go, ask the server, are all the specials from this Porkopolis available at the one I'm currently sitting in?
No.
I know what you're talking about. A lot of times on the radio they mention stuff. Are you familiar with the radio show? Ask that. Is Brady here? And if the lady's like, who? Then don't order the BBC.
I've heard tale of
that. We had someone yesterday. I did get a text from, it was Chandler, saying, did you give someone a secret code?
Good try.
They were saying Brady gave me a secret code for a free meal. But
did you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. It wasn't one of those.
Good try, though, listeners.
It was good.
That was
good.
Solid.
Or the pool guy misunderstood the barter system.
Yeah, maybe you bartered and you forgot
come
about
by
it.
And do that.
Well, I can tell you what, the secret code is.
That might be true, but there's no pool guy.
Brady's my man.
I'm just throwing out somebody.
Any kind of
You might have done this in the past.
You might have had a guy who shows up and goes, I'll trim that for you.
I tell you what, you get a secret code like Little Orphan Annie.
It did make me think, maybe I should come up with some secret codes.
But there's nobody who's like worked on the RV or done anything that you traded out secret code for.
No.
Okay.
No, they would have a card.
Secret card. Oh.
Not even a secret card. They'd have a gift card.
All right. Got it. You just hand them that.
Here's how I use money.
I would rather have American money.
No. No. Take the sauce coupons.
You keep those cards with you at all times? You got some?
No, not at all times. Sometimes I need to restock.
You actually use money.
Yeah.
Here's how much was that? $20? That's two cards.
Sir, this is Safeway. You can't.
I'm trading mine for yours.
Here's your Subway coupon. It'll save you 49 cents.
Sir, this one is written in pencil.
That's right. You can change it. Here's the secret code.
Yeah. So be careful when you go to the Porkopolis if your wife's ordering the BBC. She may come across as crazy.
Make sure the BBC's universal.
Yeah, get that. Get that in both spots because that could be detrimental to a family. Why did you make me do that? I'm an idiot now. The guys on the radio said they had BBC here. It sounded great.
That phrase, the guys on the radio.
Brady's bacon cheddar. I could have sworn. They fooled me. I'll never come back again. Then your business suffers. And
right.
He's like, I'll tell you that BBC thing's nothing but in the way. You two get into a fight. It's the dominoes, Brady. The dominoes. And then this guy emails and says, hey, John, super fan here. I would like to request something. It may be odd, but I think it's fun. And the first thing in the morning when you say, good morning, could you take a huge bite of a muffin prior to doing it and just shout that out? And then maybe I'll have a muffin tomorrow.
Do we all need splatter shields?
Well, I'll face it this way. Okay. I'll shoot it out towards the trash. Because BJ just needs that. He said, just once, I want to hear a good morning with your gob pack filled with muffins. I've been listening for a long time. I thought that would be fun, just the thought. 23 Skidoo.
He's heard that before.
Has he?
Took a big bite of bagel before you go on the air.
I've never.
Oh, I've got audio of that.
Oh, sure. There's been times I'm like, I shouldn't have eaten this. But I've never just shouted.
Oh, no.
I've never immediately gone, oh, I'm out of It's not something I'm proud of. I'm like, oh, yeah, that kind of snuck up on me. I've got some peanuts in my mouth. Hang on. I took a bite of an apple. Hold on. I'll tell everybody, like, this is inappropriate for me to be talking. This guy wants me to intentionally eat muffin and then shout at the top of my lungs, good morning. And Leland has emailed in, and he says, I now realize after watching the news that time travel does exist. But when everybody goes back to meet their favorite historical figure, they find out exactly what type of asshole they are. And you just don't want to know. So it's not something like in the past, time travel's been like, you don't want to go back and meet them. It's not what you think.
Oh, so you're saying this is why?
This is why time travel had to stop. It's because you kept going back and everybody was like, I'm going to go meet Jesus. And you pop up and he's just beaten off in front of a bunch of cats. Like, I can't tell this story. I'll never time travel again. It says, you know, conversations would be like, how was it going back in time to meet Martin Luther King? I don't want to talk about it. Why not, man? It's, you spent all that money to time travel. It couldn't have been that bad. I said, I'm not talking about it. I ended up in his rape room. His what? I'm told you no. Yeah, don't time travel.
I love because how we picture the time machine is where you end up in just a random spot. You know, you never know. You could be in the middle of a war.
That's the Ziggy.
Yeah.
You don't know that quantum leap when he just you just right. ended up somewhere.
Huh?
You didn't know where you were going to end up. You had a mystery to solve. You know, unlike, you know, the DeLorean, which you ended up right in the exact same, you know, geographic location you left.
And Guy Pearce's time travel machine.
I don't, nobody watched that, but you Ooh. You have to explain.
The What's
time,
that?
The time machine.
Yeah,
the time
a really machine. Bad movie
it's
from
a
the
yeah.
late
movie.
90s,
Brady's,
early 2000s.
Yeah, Brady's watched, evidently.
Which has Go been on. Redone two or three times.
Has it?
Yeah.
What? Which one?
The time machine.
It's been redone?
Not
the,
since
the
then.
The Guy Pearce one has been
Oh,
redone?
Yeah, there's one before Guy Pearce.
Yeah, that's but that's not yeah, since yeah. the Guy well, Pearce. Since yeah. yeah, the one before with Malcolm McDowell and things like that, time yeah. after time.
I've seen
there's
that one.
Time machine movies.
Yeah.
But you bring up the one from Guy Pearce.
I brought up the most recent one of the one that tackled it. If I would have gone the Malcolm McDowell.
Try to bring up the ones people have seen. That's the best way to do it because the Guy Pearce one was 12 minutes. And it's like, you know what? Let's sneak into another movie. This is horrible. You watch that?
Yeah, I watched.
Oh. What's your takeaway?
You don't remember. Just another time machine movie.
That was 2002. The Guy Pearce time machine movie that Brady saw. Actually, on the poster, it says Brady's feel-good hit of the summer. Brady loved this. Thanks, Brady, for the money. Yeah, if you time travel, Brady, who would you go back to see? Like, you have one day, you have one person, and you're going to break in on them doing something. Who would you go see? Because I bet you the internet's ruined them. It wouldn't be Jeebus, right? Right off the bat, I figured Jeebus would be your choice, like immediately.
Harriet Tubman?
Yeah, would you want to go
you
see
know,
her and tell
the,
her, hey, they're putting stickers on
at
money
because
of
you? The Last Supper would be pretty good.
You ruined Andrew Jackson for me.
Break in right at the Last Supper.
You would be the guy
Get
in the Last
in
Supper.
That.
That would change the painting.
There's 14 guys.
There's 14 guys in a big silver box. There's some smoke, some dry ice. And so you didn't say Jesus. You said dinner.
What if
yeah,
you go back,
you go back for food.
What if you go back and it didn't happen?
What kind of spread did you have there at that Last Supper?
Last Supper? What?
Yeah. So you go back to the Last Supper. And you find out. You, and
There's no Last Supper.
You go back. Would you tell anybody? This is a good
what?
Question.
Hey, I'm is late.
Hold on a
I'm
second.
Like, did I miss dinner?
Well, Jesus would have known. Wait until you see what I got planned for the Last Supper. Time traveler's going to show up. What would you, you go there and you find out that it's all a plot against the Jews. Like the whole thing. Like Jesus is like a self-hating Jew. And he just, and would you come back and tell and ruin everything? Or would you just let everything be?
Would I change history?
Would you change it all, or would you just be, wow?
You
would you make
I
it accurate?
I think what would happen, John, who said this, is you, if you'd come back and then you'd try to tell that story,
yeah.
you'd be crazy.
No, you've got. Let's say you've got irrefutable proof.
Again, you're a one-man
okay, that's fine,
deal.
But it's irrefutable.
Yeah, maybe Jesus was
be?
Like a murderer
yeah, I don't
or
know
something.
What it is, yeah. but yeah, you watched Jesus kill a man and you and your cell phone somehow worked.
The Romans
you have
were
it on
right
video.
To hang him up on that
would
cross.
Would I change
yeah.
it? If
then,
that
Jesus,
were the case,
then Jesus goes whoosh, 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 with his hands and does something all Jesus-y that makes it like, this isn't edited at all.
Yeah. He was like the original mutant and yeah. everybody was afraid of him, so they had to kill him.
And then it's like confirmed and it's just like, there's no way anybody wouldn't believe you.
Sure, I would.
You'd come back and change it all, or would you just go?
This would be my that would be my mission. Trash can.
You would come back and ruin
it. It was
no kidding. Yeah. See, I wouldn't even do that, and I'm not a believer.
Why? I mean,
because it would cause the uproar. The same thing as MLK.
World
thing
to implode.
Yeah, the world would just flat out implode.
Well, he'd have people.
Why?
On his side.
What's the
oh,
difference?
Of course, that's the problem. He'd have people on his side and people not on his side. It would cause a war.
There's not much difference. I mean, you're doing that now.
How so?
Saying it's not.
Oh,
up.
I say it's made up, but
yeah,
like I'm
but
not
that's
saying
basically what
I'm
you're
not
doing.
Saying made up. I'm saying
it's not real.
He had like a side, like oh, maybe it is all real, yeah. but his like he bang, you watched him bang cats, like he loved banging cats.
Man,
would you bring that up? Like all the other stuff, it's like wow, this turns out most of this actually happened, but
again,
there's one part they kept
the
out.
Irrefutable evidence,
right? That's what I'm saying. You have,
yeah. And if that's yeah. the case, yeah,
you'd come back and say, you know, Jesus bangs cats, and I got proof of that. I would have a time machine.
Yeah, would, you know, if that happened and that were the case, yeah. it questions everything that you believed in to begin with.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They only followed him because
they feared
him. A guy
that's basically saying...
Yeah, yeah that.
He's real evil.
It's all real, but he was mean.
A guy that says don't do that and is doing that, that's tough.
But he never actually said don't bang cats. Yeah. It's not in there. Said don't eat shrimp. That was his dad, which is also him. It's very confusing. But you see him eating shrimp, would you tell? Like he's just crushing crustacean.
Shellfish.
Oh, man, the shellfish. Can't get enough of this. Got to do it in a private room. Dad hates this.
That's a straight hoofed animal.
Yeah.
Not split hoofed.
Yeah. He's doing straight hooves. He's doing, you're just in a room and he's just a glutton for shrimp and hoofed
fish. Shrimp shell? Because I've had shrimp. I'm like,
but
it is
Brady,
good.
Back in the day, that was a bigger crime than the cat thing.
If I was Jewish back in the day,
in
I'm
his
like,
time,
you can't do that.
Right. But in his time, that was the bigger crime. You wouldn't bring that
but
back.
But to me, that was an easy, you know, those laws were pretty easy when you know, if you've never had it before.
The shrimp?
Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah,
okay.
If you just tell dumb people that it's poison, that's fine.
It's like, you can't have peas. You're not allowed to have peas.
Well, until somebody eats them in front of you and you're like, what are you doing? It's like, nothing happens. I've been eating peas like crazy. None of that pillar of salt stuff actually occurs. That's interesting. I figured you'd keep that under wraps. I know I would. Just for humanity. Sometimes a big fat lie saves humanity from having a big meltdown. So if I found out too much.
Greater good.
Yeah, it's the greater good. Right. You come back and you're like, ugh, the things I know. That's why the FBI, CIA, and all those organizations exist to hide stuff from us. Like that, you know, the space travel thing that they're always talking about. Like, we can't tell them, they'd lose their minds in fear. We can't have that.
Not ready.
Yeah. We have to bleed this
Not only
info.
Hiding, sometimes creating perception too.
Oh, yeah, you know. They want to deceive us constantly to keep us kind of under wraps. We're a big dangerous mess of primates that'll lose our minds if they just gave us all the info. You see what's happening with us with all the info on the internet. Imagine if they gave us all the secrets too. There's a reason classified information exists. Maybe when Jesus was eating all those shrimps and banging cats, he just said, hey, classified. And this guy's like, yeah, we need to redact all that. Don't include that in the book. It's pointless. There's no reason. Why tell the story? I don't know who I'd go back and visit if time travel was real. Because my theory is everybody is going to disappoint you. There's not one person you're going to go back and meet and go, wow, better than I thought. Like, just leave the mystery in your mind of the greatness of whatever you've created rather than going back and seeing some human being human. That stinks. I don't know. Maybe go back and see. That's why I think Hitler would be the one to watch, because I already know he's going to disappoint you. Like, the only thing he can do is surprise you with good. That's the only thing. If you went back and visited Hitler, be like, wow, he loves children. Like, he's really good with kids. Yeah, he's like really good with kids. And like, that's something I never would have guessed. Oh, look at him. And that's the Weinstein kid. Imagine that. He really is nice to that baby. He's holding it. He's going to babysit. Or he was a great babysitter or, you know, whatever. Just something that would shock you. He liked pets and kids and zoos.
Brady, the Bible never talks about the after party after that big Last Supper. Yeah. That orgy feast was huge.
I bet it was. What if there was an orgy after the Last Supper? He'd be like, maybe. That's pretty good.
That was just a whole den of inequity.
Yeah. What if Jesus at the end goes, man, I've been eating shrimp and banging cats, and you guys, like, somebody's going to put me on a cross tomorrow. My sins will be forgiven, but whew.
It's a good dinner. Now someone's got to go out and deny me three times. Right.
He's just a real prick about
someone's
it.
Someone's going to turn me in.
Maybe that's why
son
the dude
God.
Denied him. Dude, I saw you eating shrimp. You're not a son of God. I am too. You've got shrimp on your face, man.
I can
cocktail
do what
sauce.
I want.
Shut up, son of God. You are not the son of God.
There's just shrimp tails everywhere.
Look around. You didn't even devein it. You're eating the poop. Oh, God, you're gross. You are not son of God. That's it. You'll see.
John, screw going back to meet a historical figure. Brady should go back to, what, 1940 and find out how his mom got that nickname and how his dad really got that nickname.
That's something that you
should. Be a fly on the wall.
If time travel ever does come to, and I, you know my theory on that, it can't happen because we'd already know. But you need to go back and just investigate yourself. Everybody's also grandiose with their ideas. They want to go meet Jesus, and I want to meet Hitler. Go back and
that spring break with Torp in Cuba.
Yeah, take a look at your own life and recognize what the doofus you were. God, I can't imagine how many times. I would like to re-explore my own life and just watch a few days. Just go, oh, my God, you
some
dingleberry.
Points.
Yeah.
The,
I want to go back
Sharpie
to
pubes
the
incident.
Sharpie pubes. I want to just go,
be a fly on the wall.
Put the pen down. Nothing good comes from this. That is a blue pen, John. You're drawing pubic hair on your body with a blue pen.
Would you do the, what was it, the Hell's Angels with Todd Merrill any different?
Well, that was the attack of Todd Merrill by the Hell's Angels at a cult concert. My black buddy Todd. What would I do different
but
there?
But you left him high and dry.
I did not leave him high and dry. I'm the only one who tried to protect him.
No.
He stepped in the foot of a,
know. Yeah.
Yeah, he stepped in the foot of a Hell's Angel. I didn't know it was a Hell's Angel. And he goes, watch your step. And he goes, what? And he goes, you. And Todd goes, oh, me? You. And then 38 Hell's Angels chased a black man down the stairs at the Webb Theater. And I elbowed my friend Jim Wilson and Michael Donald and said, Todd's in trouble. And I get up and run thinking that my gang's behind me and I was alone. And there was a black guy at the bottom of the stairs going, run, run, because he saw what was coming behind him. But down both sets of stairs. And we were trapped in the center and asked to leave the show. So would I do anything different? I would leave Todd high and dry. I wouldn't have gotten involved in that nightmare. I forget their nicknames now. It's like Mad Dog and Crab Shake or something. Crab Shake, Mad Dog, block the exits. I'm like, and they have no fear of VIP security, by the way. When the Hell's Angels are there.
We'll take it from here.
We've seen the
dudes in the yellow shirts and the security, they're not going to do anything to Hell's Angels. The Hell's Angels are currently in charge. That's all you need to know. But when I saw the jackets and I was running downstairs in the midst of all the jean jackets chasing the black guy, I thought, well, and this was before I was shaving my head pretty regularly. Like, I'm going to probably switch sides here in a second and beat up Todd myself.
John, would you say something different to the baseball player when you stared at his Johnson?
I was a hockey player. It was Jim Johnson, ironically. And I've heard stories since that Keith Tkachuk used to make him play with that thing in the shower because he said, rub a little magic on that, donkey. His nickname was Donkey. And he used to have to rub it in the shower to show the new guys how big it could get.
Oh, my God.
That's how big this guy's wang was.
Wow.
It was the largest piece I've ever seen, porn or otherwise. It was
a hockey player?
Hockey player. Jim Johnson, nicknamed the Donkey.
What'd you say? Hello, Trouble. Then.
I didn't say anything to him. I was interviewing Teppo Numinen, and I had no questions. I just had the mic in Teppo's face, and I was staring at Jim Johnson's
questions?
Dick, and Teppo goes, anything else? And I all the other reporters had walked away. And I just realized I was staring at a guy's dick
like
and had a microphone.
At the TV screen?
Yeah, and Teppo's. I had Teppo's. And Teppo stood and waited politely.
Did you have some drool coming out?
I might as well have. He was full body shave. And I'm like, I'm going home shaving my body. Evidently, that adds 11 inches. Because I don't look like that naked. That is impressive. And then I shaved it. And then they started calling him Donkey the next time I was in there. I'm like, well, there's a reason for that. It was forearm big. I mean, yeah. It would have taken both your hands to go around to meet the tips of your fingers. The pure circumference of this thing was an applesauce jar, only like stacked on top of another applesauce jar. It was huge. So yes, would I go back and change those moments?
It was a couple of quarts.
I wouldn't waste my time travel on going back to see Jim Johnson's dick again. but there are times I think of those moments. Like if you can do three corrections with time travel, you can go back in time and fix three dumb things you've done. Drawing the pubes on. That was a bad one. That one was really bad. My first meeting of Mark Grace, when I saw his dick, that was bad. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's been a couple others, but nothing that really has been life altering. I don't know.
That's all you can use your machine for.
Just to fix dumb moments. And it's like graded. I don't know. There's a couple of them that I probably.
Two dicks and coloring pubes.
The Jim Johnson thing is still fine. That was, yeah. I probably would have. If I did do that, I'd go back and just whisper in his ear. In about 2 seconds, you're going to be standing in front of Teppo Numinen alone. Don't embarrass yourself. Stare at his dick and get out of there.
But also, there it is.
Abort, yeah. Abort, okay. Abort.
No, just look at his dick. Eyeball it, soak it up, and then just go, thanks, Teppo, and walk away. Nobody's any the wiser. Teppo Numinen's story is great. One time this reporter was standing in front of me, right, and staring at Donkey's dick for about, I don't know, a minute. I let him stare, and then I finally interrupted his gaze.
It's what we all did.
It's great. Yeah, it was Dallas Drake, Keith Tkachuk, and Jim Johnson showered, and then when young guys, Dallas Drake was a young guy, and Tkachuk said, work some magic, rub some magic on that thing, show this kid how it works. And evidently it was like a 84-inch television screen. And he couldn't stop staring at it. Something great was on there, so. The Donkey. I don't know. I don't think I'd change anything. Eric, the time machine would probably burn down if you had a chance to go back and fix a lot of the dumb
there's
things.
A lot of there's stuff.
The list is long. It's a Manhattan phone book of things that Eric needs to correct. I don't know. I don't have anything. Like, I'd want to go back and watch the first experiences I had, like first kiss, first.
You sure about that?
I want to watch just to go, wow, worse than I could have ever thought. Because I want to know in my head what I picture it being like. Isn't glorious by any means, but it has to be uglier than I could imagine. Or maybe you go back and go, you know what? That's not so bad. It was better than I thought.
Somebody did mention, let me find it here. Eric, would you still save the grandmother or the fake grandmother,
yeah, the fake grandmother.
From the Circle K fight?
This audience remembers.
Yeah, I think that went all right.
It did not go all right.
I didn't.
You threw them both down and ran, right?
I didn't get busted.
Yeah, you got away with it.
Yeah, if I hadn't got away with it.
Would you get in the car with him like, hey, what are you doing in here, me? Dude, let the thing that's about to happen go. It's not
I would have liked to have watched it.
I think
I want to go back and watch.
I think he'd be indignant with his future self. You don't know.
You don't know anything about me. What? The guy cut me off. I could have been a grandma.
What?
This
the
is
hell?
What I'm talking
this
about.
This is exactly what I'm trying to explain to you, idiot.
I have no regrets. It made me the man I am today.
Good God, that took a long time. And still not good.
All those payday stuntmen?
Yeah, well, those are fine. Those were, you know, good, but that whole grandma thing.
Although I do wish I would have streaked the field that one day in baseball.
I do, too, because you signed a document that had the wrong year on it.
That's been right. Gold.
That well, it wouldn't have stood up in court. I was
would
drinking.
Not have stood up in court at all. None of it would have stood up in court. You'd be in jail, and I would have never spoken to you again. It would have been the greatest. It
really?
Would have been, oh, absolutely.
I'd why?
Because hilarious.
Was that a spring training?
Yeah. It was spring training in Tucson, and I tried to pay a stuntman. It was like $1,000. You streak this field, I'll pay your bail.
The negotiation was good. Two beers into it. All right, let's make it.
Two beers, and he's plastered, and I'm like, all right, we can get him on the field naked.
I was trying to do the math on what the fine would be. I was asking everybody about
it. Probably more than that. And I'm like, look, it's I think it was $1,000, and I'd pay like half the fee to get you out. And you wrote up a contract and wrote the wrong year on it. And I'm like, I'll gladly sign this because it said, if I hereby, and he's trying to add lawyer words, Eric O'Connell therefore stands in naked on the field on this day in 2004. I'm like, it's 2005. I'll sign that. Sure, if you do that on this date, we've got a deal. You promise? Oh, I promise, all right. And then I had to tell him. I think Brady was like, you got to tell him about the year thing. He'll die if you do this and then show him on the contract. You wrote the wrong year. Yeah, that's the point of this. Hilarious.
Really, Eric? Know. You'd still slow dance with your mom to opposites attract?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, there wasn't a slow dance.
No slow
it
dance.
Was Six Flags.
No slow dance for that song.
It was Six Flags. It was the video thing.
Your MC
Scat
Cat.
Yeah, you do a song.
She was
song
Paula.
Yeah, it was the lip sync battle. Lip sync battle.
Lip sync.
It was.
Hopefully
a lip sync
turn.
Limp.
Freud, hello, Freud.
If it was me and your mom, nothing limp about it. But you and your mom should have stayed limp. Because I'd have been opposites attracting the hell out of that. We come together. You should never sing that with your mother.
That was a good jam.
Hey, that was a hell of a vacation. Attract.
Man, I want to see that.
And that's where the incest started.
Oh, God.
Get behind me and do that dry hump thing. Opposites attract. Two steps forward, two steps back.
I don't think that was my idea.
We're the same DNA.
I was a child.
Yeah, no, it certainly wasn't.
She should have gone to jail.
Yep. She probably should have. Yeah, time travel is definitely a thought people have. I like that multiverse thing. I like that idea that there's, you know, multiple yous and all that kind of stuff. I think that's fun.
That guy got back to me.
Multiverse
again,
man?
Because a buddy of mine, the guy said, some friends are asking me if I'm coming on the show to go in depth on
you're
that.
Not.
But I said it's up to Hamburg and the guys.
It's not happening. Hamburg says no. Hamburg doesn't want your lunacy on the air. I just like the concept. I don't want to hear you get into great detail about it. It's like somebody saying Dungeons and Dragons is fun. It's a fantasy game where everybody kind of picks a character and goes nuts. I'm like, oh, that sounds nice. Then you get into the details. I'm like, you guys are everything I never want to be, ever. Yeah, I like concepts I don't like. I'll build my own off of that. But the multiverse thing's kind of a fun idea. It's 6:53. Let's get ourselves our wake-up song. What do you got over there on the big board?
All right, wake-up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Thinking about buying a home or selling one, get in touch with us. We can help you out. Even if you have questions, Just questions about the process, we can help you. We got Slipknot up here, Unsainted, I Prevail, Bow Down, Megadeth, The Threat is Real, Rob Zombie, Demon Speeding. What say you?
Well, Andrew has, he texts Brady exactly what he said. How do you know this guy? He's just
on Instagram.
Is this the BBC guy?
Yeah. No, it's the guy who's got the theories on multiverse. Brady, a few friends of mine heard you guys talking about my theory Friday, and they kept asking if I was ever going to get on the show and explain more about it. Give it the final. Yeah, it's a multiverse is not your theory. But,
yeah, what the
And
the
I told
hell?
Him, I mean, he may have a new twist theory. On it. So maybe he does have a theory on it. Who knows?
So he went and saw Avengers Endgame, and now he's got the theory?
No, he might have had it before that.
Multiverse is not a new
thing. The comic books have had that crap for a long time.
They've had it for years. Gwyneth Paltrow movies have had it. Yeah. So let's not get crazy about serendipity and such and, you know, sliding doors. I told him I have to be up to the Hamburg crew. So we got to ask some people in Germany whether or not he can be on. Until then. That's the Hamburg crew, I believe, is the soccer team in Hamburg. So.
Who's this guy?
Brady's pal on Instagram.
He's got your number, huh? You give all your pals on Instagram your number?
No, they message you on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
That was that looked like texting. Was that on your Insta?
That's a message, yeah, that comes across them.
Do you have you been slapped by Ronnie at the house going, I got to put this on the gram? Have you turned into one of those?
No.
I'm gramming this. Ooh, gramming it.
Nope.
Yeah, you're going to
slap. I don't know.
I think you're getting pretty close with it.
Might have a problem. Might have to take the electronics away.
Yeah, I think so. Does Kirby have a gram?
Nope.
Why not? She's all about the
gram
now.
She's knee-deep in Minecraft and what's the other one?
Roblox?
Nope.
Overwatch?
No.
Pornhub?
Right. Overwatch.
Pornhub.
Pornhub, that's it. Yeah. Pornhub. That's usually what people are knee-deep in by her age. She's exploring the hub. Me too. We're a lot alike. We come together because let's go with.
Thank God that video's gone.
You could bust it time
machine.
Time machine.
Yeah. Go get that video back the day you threw it away. Yeah, I don't know what I'd do.
We used to take the. When I worked at Kings Island, that was some of the fun stuff, is going to the lost and found and finding those
videotapes of moms and sons being sexual.
And we just randomly sent them to other buddies. Hey, just. Hope your summer's going well.
I bet you that's one. Or Eric and his mom.
Used to send him to Studley a lot.
Out and about amongst the teen boys. Check this mom coming on to her kid. Hillbillies.
I don't know how that song got chosen. Like, because you would go in there and you'd pick, and then they'd have the background for you, the video.
It's between that and the vinyls.
Yeah. Maybe the choices.
My mom and I did
bad.
One, too. It was Feel Like Making Love. Yeah.
You want to do this one, son?
Oh, yeah, I do, with you. Feel like making love to you, mom.
So bad. See? Ba-bum. And you wonder why I am the way I am.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Cousins beware. Yeah, I don't know. We did, my family did one. My aunts and uncles, my aunts came out with their kids, and they did that same video thing. And that was just an awful experience. I can't imagine it being sexual with any of the
family. You remember the song?
Woolly Bully. And the whole thing is they kept saying, John, you're just not into this. And I think I was like 15. It was the time to never bring me anywhere near family events like this. These happy-go-lucky Mormon.
It's where the hate starts.
It is really where you're like, I don't like any of this. Yeah. I'm going to be an indignant prick for the next few years because this is awful.
Randy went the other way.
On the lost and found things, that was okay, but the best were when the guy was singing it to his lady with the video.
Oh, when he meant it. I think Eric's right. Brady, you probably did go the other way with it. Like, your family and cousins came out, and you were the 15-year-old kid. You're supposed to be kind of that brooding teen who hates family stuff now, but I could see you going, Woolly Bully! Woolly Bully!
Well, he was the youngest. He was a star, right? Yeah. So they all loved him.
I was the youngest. I wasn't the youngest in that.
You do it!
In that mix. But if, like, Charlie came, all the young kids came, you weren't a teenager then, but, like, if all your young cousins showed up, and you would have hated it. I hated it. I hated every second of that day. That was
And I really didn't see, you know, Charlie but twice a year growing up.
But prior to that, you had younger cousins, right?
That would have been interesting. Because I was living in Arizona, basically, for the
You'd have been the weird single uncle going in, making the kids dance and sing to 60 songs. That's essentially what happened to me. My aunt Ray and Aunt Trish, and they were their kids.
Truly, you'd have done some Lionel with you, girl.
You'd have broke out some Lionel. That would have been great. To just you and Charlie.
Head over heels with your love. I need. And then your arms, I'm free. Charlie, you can sing.
This is the kind of crap that makes me want to drink.
It is. Yeah, those are those moments where I just, why do you take a teenage boy to that and think he's going to be a participant? Come on, teenage boy who doesn't want to be around family at all. Let's go do something really wholesome. Yuck. And I remember that day I wasn't allowed to wear my T-shirt for the band Doggy Style that I didn't even really know, but I really liked their shirts. So I wasn't allowed to have Doggy Style on because it was too, come on, your cousin's old. That's terrible. Fine. Just sat there and stared at the thing and pretended I liked the song Woolly Bully for about 10 minutes. Well, a bunch of 8-year-olds went bananas. It was awful. And somewhere that tape does exist, but boy, did I hate it. And it showed the video. They're like, John, you're ruining it. Everybody at the end was like, you ruined it. You didn't even try. I'm like, I just stood in the back. I'm like, I told you guys I didn't want to do it. You made me. That's what hostages do. They don't try. You think you're going to, you didn't have a gun? I just needed a ride home, so I had to kind of play along.
See, this is the kind of crap that makes, maybe they had something there and makes you want to move out at an early age.
Yeah. Maybe that is. Maybe you guys will discover that soon. Maybe Toledo's about to go through. It's like, we need to start coming up with stuff that he hates and make him do it. So we only have like 3 more years before this kid wants out.
He'll move out early.
Because I can't stand him anymore.
Start breaking out the we again.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because if you think about it, the generation just below us, they were making it way too comfortable for the kids. And they want to stay till they're 30.
The ones now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. They love their friends with their kids.
I figure by 30, I'll move out.
Right, yeah. They're being too nicey-nice. Yeah. You got to make them do horrible stuff like that, I guess.
Can you ever imagine a time when dressing like your dad or mom would have been like something you'd done as a teenager? And I see all these moms and daughters dressed alike? Like, that was a curse.
Those commercials.
Oh, it's terrible trying to be friends with your kids. It's the worst mistake you can make. They'll stay forever.
Too comfortable.
You got your friends with your kids and you're footing the bill for all of it? You think they're not going to see through that? Sure, we'll share clothes. This is a great idea.
We have to change the path,
yeah.
Brady.
You have to start doing terrible things.
Kirby's going to stay forever.
Kirby's going nowhere.
She slept on your floor.
She just got out of your room last year.
I won't be around for it.
Yeah, well,
there's
still.
There's no way.
Better hope so.
Yeah, she's going to be a loony cat lady living with her mom until she's 45. And by then, your ashes will be spilled all over the floor and vacuumed up. Poor Ronnie won't be able to move on to a quality life with a better man, another man, I mean.
She'll be at my funeral watching YouTube videos.
Yeah, but she's not going to be able to lift
her. What are you doing?
She won't even lift her head off the iPad for your funeral.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and make Kaylin clean the kitchen floor with a toothbrush.
Yeah. And then take her out for like a daddy-daughter
day. Like that?
Just embarrassingly weird.
Yeah, just embarrass the hell out of her.
Yeah.
She's just now starting to get into that. Like,
not wanting to be around you?
Well, the embarrassing, like, you know. She's still 8. Right. So
oh, yeah, she still likes dad.
Still early.
But she's not letting you, like, you're not dropping her off a block before her friend's house.
Yeah.
That's when you know they're about, that's got to, you know what, people have looked at that as a bad thing. Brady would cry. Kirby's like, drop me off here. Don't want to be seen with you.
Oh, God, this is the worst day ever.
But, Eric, you got to look at it from a positive perspective.
Drop me off here, Dad. I don't want you to be seen.
Like, oh, sweet. 4 more years.
Yes, separation has happened.
One presidential term, and she's out of the house because she's embarrassed by me.
Peace
and
out.
That's why now it makes sense. That's why dads go, oh, no, I'll drop you right off. And they get out and hike their pants away. I'm going, hi, ladies. You ready to play with my daughter today? What are you guys going to get? Tiddlywinks out? Play some Tiddlywinks? Maybe some Digstugs? You got the video games, right?
Your dad's weird.
Anyway, I'll wait here in the car and listen to some Marvin Gaye and Billy Joel.
I'm totes jelly of you guys.
Your dad's a nerd. Shut up, you guys. I'm moving out so fast.
I can't wait to get out.
You don't even know.
Just turn up the Metallica. Smoke some weed in the park and just go, she's about done with me. It's working. Brady's like,
I gotta change how I dress. I gotta be friends.
You need to think about this, Brady. Otherwise, Kirby will live with Ronnie forever. And how's she gonna find a good man after you go? She's got some weird cat lady kid hanging around the house. Do it for Kirby. Please. I think what you've done is make Kirby love old men.
Oh, no.
And she's going to have one of those.
Really?
Yeah, I do. She's going to have a daddy thing. And when she's 20, she's going to drag some 45-year-old dude back.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Thank you now, 45-year-old
you
guy.
You think?
Some yeah. balding guy looks yeah. just like him.
Yeah. A little Wilford Brimley clone comes wandering in.
I just want to take care of your daughter best I can. I don't know what she sees in me, but gosh darn it, oh, thank God she's got the astigmatism.
He'll be the
I love this guy.
He'll be the Bungart's version. Yeah. Of the tattoos. Yeah. Yep.
He'll be the bad boy.
Yeah. Yeah,
the bad boy that looks just like you.
I don't know about this guy.
Bad boy he is. Speeding he was caught for. Yeah, I was going 53 to 45, and the cop didn't let me off. But I told him, I said, I'll pay this fine, but I'm not going to be happy about it. I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man. You know what a bad boy's got is a big old dingaroonie. That's why I give it to your daughter. She likes that. My ex-wife is not so bad. She'll hang around, too. My kids will be here.
Wait, I'm a grandpa. I'm a step-grandpa. This is great.
What's going on? I'm stroking out.
Kirby's got a couple 18-year-old stepdaughters at 21. Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
A couple.
That's the danger of being too close friends with your kids. Friends, no. Parents, yes. You can be nice and tight as parents. You can't be their friends. You got to be friends later in life. I don't think my dad and I were friends until about 15 years ago. And I was like, okay, we're officially friends. I don't need you for dad stuff that much now. I mean, we still have, yeah. I can bounce things off of him as a guy who's older.
So you're in your 30s when that happened.
When we became friends.
Yeah.
Toledo's very curious.
Yeah, this is how dads and sons work. See, they raise you, and you're like, there's a line of authoritarian and subordinate.
Okay.
And then that kind of gets blurred somewhere
Tell
in your 20s
more.
When you have a father.
Okay.
And then later in your 30s, you're like, I don't need the authoritarian figure anymore. Now I just need, a wise old sage, like an Obi-Wan type
Authoritarian
figure.
Meaning?
Like he's raised you. He's given his values to you. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to explain to you. It's kind of like saying this is how air works.
Yeah.
You think this is why Toledo's having a hard time with Alex? He's got the BBCs flying in and falling off a patio.
Flying in?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
How many times a day do you think to yourself? How many times a day do you think to yourself, man, my dad had the right idea? abandoning this little bastard is a good
thing. More
plan.
Than a few times in the past couple of months where I've thrown that middle finger at him walking away.
Yeah. No, you weren't walking. Like, your dad threw the middle finger as he got in the cab.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw that, baby. Late. Somebody's going to someday have to explain how fathers work to him. Hopefully it's in 51 years. Yeah, but I mean, as far as friendship rather than, like, revered authoritarian thing, that happened in, like, my 30s, where it's like,
we're later.
Friends. Well, it has to be. Otherwise, sure. It's weird.
You just felt... It comes to that point where all of a sudden you feel
no respect. I agree.
You feel comfortable that, all right, I can.
It's not even, I don't even know. I always felt comfortable. I just don't think it was like, it was just this weird thing clicks where you're like, we're friends. Like you're my friend now. I don't have to worry about you getting mad at me or disappointed in me.
Yeah, different dynamic because it doesn't rule over you anymore.
Yeah, there's no more of that. It's like, look, I'm living my life. You've done all you're going to do.
Yeah.
Like, if I disappoint you now, it's because of a crime. But I can't destroy your life anymore, and I don't think you can do mine. I think your 30s are when it's like, it's on you. In your 20s, they still interview your parents when you screw up, like on the news. They still go back. And like that dude that was getting his ass wiped by those people pretending to be retarded. His dad's, like, they were knocking on his dad's door. If he was in his 30s, it would just be.
And Dan didn't want you to go down that route.
No, my 20s.
I mean, his hard press was the 20s.
He still had his eyeballs on me in the 20s because that could still go back to him.
Yeah.
He had the right mindset of, how does this me up? The dude who's banging cats, they didn't bang on his parents' door. He's in his 30s. By the time you're in your 30s, your parents aren't going to get the knock on the door from, I don't know, what's her name over at Channel 3 trying to figure out, why did you raise this idiot? 30s, you're on your own. So, yeah, you can become friends with your parents then. Or just get rid of them. It's up to you if you don't want to be friends with them. But I'm seeing, like, moms and daughters at age 14, 15. Best pals. They look alike. They're like, the mom loves the fact that people think they're sisters. It's just weird. You're not supposed to be friends with your kids like that. You can be friendly. But you can't be, like, besties. It's creepy. Especially moms and dads. Because then you just know. She's going to bang some 50-year-old dude. It's going to be creepy uncomfortable. His stepkids will be in the other room. She's just loading up. Dad, when you get done with that stupid chippy commander, would you talk to me and my wife about some things? Is she in the will? What's going to happen here?
Just the way you
I'm actually
that.
Older than your girlfriend. How does this break down? You're not going to marry it, are you? And all that dynamic changes.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.